ma'am. Item number 21.
Item number 21 from the Comptroller, submitting an informational monthly report updating the 2013 year-end fiscal projection for Milwaukee County, May 2013. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Maskey.
Chair, members of the committee, the previous time we had reported to you, we indicated that the surplus was projected at $6.3 million. That projection has now dropped to $4.3 million. In the previous report to you, I had discussed that the House of Correction, we were uncertain about where the financial results were since they didn't have a financial person yet in their office. So our office did a projection working with some people from the sheriff's office and sharing this information with administrative services also. And it's our current projection that the House of Correction will have a deficit of $3.9 million, that being in the area of medical services and also in staff costs. Offsetting that is there was a capital project of $2 million funded by tax levy for a medical record system, and based upon the fact right now that Armor is in and using their medical records system, there would be no need to expend that money, so that would reduce the deficit for that. And therefore, we're projecting right now about a $4.3 million surplus. There was no other major changes in the county departmental projections.
Thank you. Comments? Questions by committee members? Supervisor Roman West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I had a question about the sheriff's office and the $1.4 million deficit they're running. Do you know what that is a result of? They were just audited.
The sheriff's office deficit, and I'm going to be taking that probably from memory unless... But I think what that mainly is, part of that is some revenue deficit. Based upon some projections that they have that they would have for taking care of some inmates, I think some federal revenue, also some possibly concession-related revenue, and that's okay. The other thing, too, is that what we found in their reports was on their in their personnel and salary-related items. In their report, we found that certain of the items, like in the non... was it the non... Right. The non... Yeah, why don't you sit? Thanks. In the non-detention services... they're projecting a deficit for this year. I think that's somewhere in the neighborhood of between, potentially between 800,000 to a million in that area. And that's because of the fact that he's continuing to have positions serving in areas where the budget was cut in certain areas. So, and we can get you a copy of his report that he sent it from the first quarter. But in essence, he's still providing certain services that the budget said, you know, would be either cut back or cut down. So he feels he still needs to provide those services. So that's in the non-detention services area. So it's slightly revenue, slightly in the non-detention area. I think in the detention area, he's running into some overtime. He's got a class right now of new correction officers. Until he gets that class trained and back in, he's running some overtime in the jail at the present time also. So some of that is from memory, but I think that covers it pretty well, Molly. Yeah.
About half the deficit is revenue and half is expenditures.
Is what?
half of the deficit is revenues and the other half is expenditures.
Okay.
And revenue deficits are the traffic citation revenue of about $381,000 and state reimbursements for county trunk maintenance of $161,000. And then a couple of smaller revenue deficits of like $186,000 in telephone commission. So that's a surplus, sorry. So they have some smaller other revenue deficits.
Okay. You mentioned something about federal. There was a federal revenue deficit. What is that a result of?
They house the housing the illegal aliens. They're expecting a deficit of $77,000 from that program this year.
And that's where the federal, instead of them holding them, they asked the county to hold them. So, and so they set a budget for a number of people to be held, but then the federal government doesn't have as many, so we're not serving that group, so not receiving that revenue.
Just for the record, Mr. Chairman, that a lot of those individuals are in ICE detainers, which is completely voluntary. And so the sheriff does not have to agree to hold those individuals. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Supervisor. Ms. Paul, would you identify yourself for the record?
Molly Paul, Office of the Comptroller.
Thank you.
And if I could just make one mention about Molly Paul, she was also on the group, the work group that worked on the Milwaukee Public Museum. And failed to mention her name in the beginning, but she was the one that wrote a lot of the reports and did a lot of the legwork on it.
Go, Molly.
She's recorded on it.
Thank you, Ms. Domanski. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On the capital project, that's the medical, electronic medical. I think it was my budget amendment. I'm trying to figure out, to remember where we financed it. Was it that cash?
It was cash tax levy
or something.
Yeah.
So the assumption there is that we're not going to need it because we don't need it today because Armor has a system.
Right.
So we then would have to go back and finance it if we're ever to. So it'll be one more impediment to us leaving Armor. At a future point, we'll have to finance that again. We'll have to find a source at that time if we're to leave them.
Yeah, one of the things that, so the main impetus was to put that in for, you know, the House of Correction and the Sheriff, but I think it was also potentially going to be used for BHD,
mm-hmm.
too, or no?
But they're separately financed.
They were separate? Okay.
The original intention was to do them together. He resisted, and that left us with the problem that we didn't have a one for the jail. And
yes, this would provide an impediment.
Yeah, I just guess I sort of flag that as a it helps soften the blow here, but it's just a future problem for us in terms of
we have not suggested to move the money out of the account. The money is still in the capital project. This is for the purposes of the projection as a suggestion that it could be a reduction against it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Any further? Supervisor Bowen?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to ask about the deficit at the zoo. It's about $500,000.
That's normal.
Normal. What causes it?
That's normal. Usually weather.
The normal, yeah, if I was to read you the report for the past 10 years, it would be weather related, but we'll see if we can pull up their report. But it's instead of me speaking about it, what I can do is find their report and get it to you.
Okay, that'll work. I'm pretty sure some of my committee members are hungry anyway.
Thank you.
Anything else on this particular
thank
item?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Mr. Comptroller and Ms. Paul. Committee members, what is your